There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas, and I am the founder of Ergogenic Health. Together in this podcast series, we will go underground to explore cutting-edge health and human performance insights that you simply cannot search on Google to help you upgrade your existence. So, without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode. Is 9-methylbeta-carbolene the most potent dopamine restorative nootropic on the planet? What I'll do is break down all that you need to know about 9-methylbeta-carbolene as a modern nootropic for dopamine enhancement. So what is 9-MBC or 9-MEBC? 9-MBC is a nootropic agent and research chemical with a pronounced action on the brain with multifaceted applications. But unlike most nootropics, 9-MBC has long-lasting effects in the brain. Although it is subjectively felt acutely, it works via upgrading the infrastructure for dopamine and neurovascular function to support cognitive enhancement. How was 9-MBC actually discovered? 9-MBC was first identified as a potential neuroprotective agent in 2008 by researchers in Germany, although there were studies conducted on this compound many years prior. It was initially found to be of interest due to its ability to upregulate tyrosine hydroxylase, the enzyme responsible for converting the amino acid L-tyrosine into the dopamine precursor L-DOPA, and thus create more dopamine in the brain. Just a heads up, guys, there will be a vendor for 9-MBC if you guys want to purchase this compound for research purposes. You'll be able to purchase 9-MBC linked down below or head over to my website, ergogenic.health. Just as far as the pathway, we can see tyrosine gets converted via tyrosine hydroxylase into L-DOPA, then from L-DOPA to dopamine, and then downstream to norepinephrine and epinephrine. So I want to first dive into some of the anecdotal reports and personal experiences. Now, whilst this is not the strongest form of evidence, I do like to integrate both personal use and extremely robust clinical research and science, and then come to a conclusion as to whether something might be worth trialing or not. So this guy said, overall, 9-MBC has been calming, though very subtle. I also believe that it has increased my ability to focus on tasks. This is also very subtle, and you have to take notice to it. I can also report that my anxiety is also down. Once again, subtle, no drastic changes to my anxiety. I have not used stimulants or abused drugs, so I cannot comment on that. There was no change to my ability to drink caffeine. I drink my regular 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day without any impact. Overall, I will note a positive change, although extremely subtle. So he's classified it from different areas. Libido. Looking over the 30 days, my libido has seen a sizable increase. I think going from 10 milligrams to 20 milligrams, I saw the biggest jump in libido. I think a lot more about sex now, also want to engage in it more often. Went from 1 to 2 times a week to wanting it most days. Overall, I will note a positive change here. As far as side effects, nothing to note here, no GI or headaches. Overall, even after a week at 30 milligrams, no side effects. I have noted your taste buds will change as I take this sublingually, and it does numb the tongue. I will report back next week on things if things return to normal. From the sleep aspect, he said sleep is good. I'm sleeping on average 7 to 8 hours a night. Sleep has only improved over time. REM sleep was down during 2 to 3 weeks, but seems to have balanced itself back out. So this next person said that I've been using 15 to 30 milligrams of 9-MBC once a day in the mornings for only a week now, and my 40 milligrams of Vyvanse dosage is back at full throttle. The magic is back. I'm literally back at stage 1 of amphetamine, the drug you love to hate. It's as if I took it for the first time, and honestly, I think I prefer dropping to 20 milligrams now. I used to take 80 to 160 milligrams of this Vyvanse for a while too, so I can attest to the fact that 9-MBC works. It's very easy to source online and has solid nootropic benefits too. The only thing I haven't tried in my repertoire is microdosing stims for sensitization, but I'm not willing to take this risk. As of right now, I plan to keep using 15 milligrams of 9-MEBC daily and using 20 to 40 milligrams of Vyvanse once a week instead. If I were to rank effectiveness on tolerance reversal and repairing subjective damage from continued amphetamine abuse, it would go 9-MBC, bromantane, BPC-157, then the rest. Highly recommended. This stuff instantly erases withdrawals and reverses tolerance. What more could you ask for? So that was Full Silver on Reddit. This next person said, it does not feel as strongly stimulating, more restorative subjectively, kind of refreshing in a way, difficult to describe. It does have some mild stimulatory and wakefulness promoting effects, but it does not substitute quite as much as, example, bromantane for stronger stimulation. Also, no jitters like caffeine and no apparent stimulant side effects. The health-related effects have more to do with promoting dopaminergic neuron upkeep, repair, and restoration against oxidative stress, including outright regrowth after extreme oxidative damage from lab standard neurotoxins in cell plate and rodent experiments. So what I'll do now is I'll dive into, after we've heard some pretty glowing experiences with 9-MBC, we'll go into more about actually how it works in the brain, and we'll go into some further detail. So the key features of 9-MBC that 9-MBC has a direct influence on the dopamine system, specifically targeting dopaminergic neuronal health via stimulation, protection, regeneration, restoration, repair, and revitalization. So these are the key ways in which 9-MBC appears to interact and help with that dopaminergic neuronal health. So here are the main uses of 9-MBC. So within the nootropic and smart drug community, 9-MBC has been used for reversing stimulant tolerance, restoring sensitivity to dopaminergics, recovering from drug abuse, increasing motivation, enhancing attention and focus, increasing mood, and increasing libido or sex drive. So if we look at the technical way in which 9-MBC works in the brain, as I mentioned, it will upregulate that tyrosine hydroxylase. It also affects that FGF receptor, the PKA, PKC, and possibly the PI3K, AKT pathway. Now, unexpectedly, 9-MBC is taken up via the dopamine transporter and increase the cell number of dopaminergic neurons, while these additional tyrosine hydroxylase immunoreactive neurons originated exclusively from non-proliferative pre-existing DOPA decarboxylase positive neurons. Now, the stimulatory properties of 9-MBC were partly reversible when 9-MBC was withdrawn. Even when 9-MBC was administered chronically, it exerted no neurotoxic effects in these rat studies. 9-MBC also induces neurite outgrowth. It also upregulates the expression of various neurotrophic factors such as BDNF, GDNF, Artemin, Neuroturin, nerve growth factor, and CDNF, which are important for the survival of the dopaminergic neurons, for their neurite outgrowth, which also exert protective and regenerative properties against various toxins. So this is a key point to note. 9-MBC also improved ATP production and content by interacting with complex 1, increasing the activity of this complex 1 of the respiratory chain, and also decreasing apoptotic cell signals. So in summary, 9-MBC upregulates, differentiates, and protects dopaminergic neurons, dendrites, and synapses, especially in the substantia nigra of the midbrain in the hippocampus. It increases dopamine synthesis. It increases neurotrophins or neurotrophic factors such as nerve growth factor, BDNF, CDNF, GDNF, and SHH. There's some research suggesting that it has MAO inhibitory properties, so the MAO-B inhibition, which actually degrades dopamine, so inhibits that enzyme as well. If we take a look at some research articles, this study here was titled "The Exceptional Properties of 9-methylbetacarbolin: Stimulation, Protection, and Regeneration of Dopaminergic Neurons Coupled with Anti-Inflammatory Effects." This next study here was titled 9-methylbetacarbolin-induced cognitive enhancement is associated with elevated hippocampal dopamine levels and dendritic and synaptic proliferation. This study here was titled Stimulation, Protection, and Regeneration of Dopaminergic Neurons by 9-MBC, a new anti-Parkinson's drug? So as far as dosages are concerned, again, this is not medical advice and this is purely for research purposes only. As far as a light dose, we're looking at 5 to 10 milligrams. A moderate dose is between 10 to 30 milligrams and a high dose is 50 to 75 milligrams. As far as the side effects are concerned, the major side effects of 9-MBC usage at the moment appears to be photosensitivity. So we can potentially see some mild skin and skin damage and DNA damage after UVA rays exposure. Although this side effect is actually lesser, it doesn't occur as often as many people report online. So, or some of the initial studies that have been documented online, some people tend to avoid it during, if they're going to be outside in the sun all day, they may want to be avoiding 9-MBC just in case there is that real photosensitivity. And also, dopamine neurotoxicity is possible to occur above the maximum recommended dosages. So again, if we're going to be using ridiculously high doses above 100 milligrams or let's say 150 milligrams a day, the potential MAO inhibition may lead to some degree of neurotoxicity. And then it also may, not sure if this is a side effect or maybe a benefit for some people, is the hyperactive libido and sex drive that occurs from prolonged 9-MBC usage. As I said during this video, if you want to purchase 9-MBC, that will be linked in the description down below, or you can head over to ergogenic.health to check that out. Thank you everyone for joining in to today's episode. For in-depth show notes and lessons learned, visit nofilter.media/boostyourbiology.
This has been a No Filter Media production.
Say what you want. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.